This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. So Frank's with us. Jason was able to get in touch with Frank. It was a it was a three-part effort to make this happen. Jason and Frank in Canada and me, and we were able to make it happen. I'm so glad, I'm so glad you're here.
On Friday, weren't you talking about technology?
I was.
I usually wait until the news at 10:30, and as always, no problem dialing in. All of a sudden, I am sorry, your number cannot.
Yeah, your number number you dialed cannot be completed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Gosh, you know, Frank, back in the 1960s, that never happened. I mean, it was calls would go through. And, you know, that was, I guess, before computers, right?
So I don't know if it's in my end, but Jason was able to call me. I'm here in front of the class.
Great. Frank, you know, I'm right on schedule. I mentioned that Generac, a dealer, could install in upstate New York, a Generac dealer could install a generator in the morning. You know, whole house generator. The automatic transfer switch would be wired in. The gas plumbing would be hooked up. I don't know how they do it, but you know, it was 6 days. I got the plumbing done in 6 days, but I used black iron. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I wanted to mention, I think the class needs to know about this and get your take on it. When I bought this used generator, it was already plumbed. By it looked like some professionals, you know, installed it, but did not have a flexible horizontal rubber intermediate hose between the black iron pipe and the generator itself. Because the thing is, class, the generator engine vibrates.
That's right.
And if you have a black iron pipe, ultimately the vibration could loosen the seal between the threads of the pipe, like the male and female threads, and you could have a gas leak.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, so I looked at the pictures. We took pictures before we took it apart because we disassembled it at the seller's location. It was a commercial location, and we disassembled it. And it's a commercial unit. It's a four-cylinder inline liquid-cooled generator. It's 22 kilowatts, but it was installed without that rubber flexible hose for the propane. This is the propane delivery pipe. It gets connected to a rubber hose. Frank, what are your thoughts about that?
Oh, that's so important, just for the reason that you said that. That unit vibrates like there's no tomorrow. So, therefore, yes, that's very important. Now, you can buy an aftermarket hose for it, and I'm hoping that you did, because connecting directly is not safe. Did you end up getting another hose for it?
Well, here's something I did temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I wanted to ask you this as well, and I think our class would like to know this. So, class, if you hook up a propane stove or a natural gas stove, you know, behind the stove, either coming out of the floor or coming out of the wall, is typically black iron,
mm-hmm.
either half inch or three quarters, typically half inch for a stove. And then there's a flexible stainless steel, it's kind of a bendable. You can't bend it a whole bunch of times because it'll probably break or crack, but you can bend it many times. And sometimes they're 3 feet long, 2 feet long, something like that. Just enough to get the stove out, clean behind it, repair, you know, the parts if necessary. So sometimes they're painted gray, Sometimes they're just raw stainless steel with kind of corrugated, if you will. And sometimes they're yellow. So I used one of those temporarily just to get it running.
Yep.
But I'm, I have to buy the aftermarket rubber hose.
Yes, I can send you a part number. Anything that's freestanding, generators, garage heaters, they need to have that flexibility. Anything that's not mounted on the floor directly. There's another thing that I do in addition that my colleagues don't seem to do, but in discussions with with our inspectors up here, which I love, inspectors are good, you know, to a certain extent, because they give you directions, because they see a lot of different things that are going wrong. I actually also attach part of the piping before that flex line to my generator directly. And the reason for that is sometimes these things walk. If you don't have a proper cement or whatever it is that you pad for this thing to sit on, and a lot of people, they just simply use patio stones. And I'm like, geez, no, come on, like a little bit more effort, do a nice cement patio so that you can put this on. And, of course, what happens with a patio stone, it starts to sink in one end. And I have seen that those generators being, well, quite forward, like walking forward on that path. So, so that's, it doesn't put too much stress, because that's one of the weakest points is that flex line. I do with clamps and proper pipe clamps here. Attach it to the back of the generator. At least everything will be pulled together to a certain extent.
Yeah, and Frank, how important is the generator being level in your world? And I'm talking about level left to right and front to back.
Very important for that very specific reason. And of course, the oil. Remember, one of the things that I remember you talking so much about is oil and in lawnmowers. And you lift up that lawnmower a little bit and say goodbye to your motor. See, I was a student, and I've learned about it. I think I must have burned one or two lawnmowers because I never thought how important it is and how fast it is when the oil is not going into your engine to burn it up. So for sure, for those two things are very important. But in our case of the generator, because there's quite a bit of oil there, is that walking. And honestly, it does walk. It just kind of vibrates down the line. And if it's not leveled, it will vibrate out of your pad. So.
Yeah, and class, I got to tell you, just about every single outside unit for a whole house heat pump or air conditioning, just about every single one I've seen that's installed leans. Now, it probably was close to being level when it was installed, but the dirt settles.
That's right.
And or the pads are poured, or if it's a prefabricated pad that the heat pump sits on or the generator sits on, the disturbed dirt underneath settles, and then the pad leans. And when the pad leans, the generator leans, or the heat pump leans. It's like almost 100% of the time I see this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
So,
right.
So it looks great when it's first poured, you know, and then 6 months later it's leaning. And I've seen them lean, I would say a heat pump might lean 2 inches, you know, from at the top of the heat pump from being plumb. So that means that the oil sump, the oil pan, if you will, in the heat pump, because it's a lubricated system, and so that oil pan is not level, so it's not getting the optimum amount of lubrication.
Mm-hmm. So you know what gets me the most is it leans. I go for a service call, and I say, when was the last time this is? Oh, the guy was here last year. And I'm saying to myself, didn't this see that? Leaning, could you not have taken that? Even the customer and our students, please, it's supposed to be level. Yeah, it takes a little bit of work, but leveling, getting it back into level is not like a rocket science, but more so my colleagues see this leaning and do nothing about it.
right. And so class, if you're going to adjust it and level it out, you need to have something that is, when you're done, it needs to be all corners need to be supported so that the generator or the heat pump does not rock.
That's right.
And, you know, put a level across the top, go left to right and front to back. You know, make sure it is it's level in all directions. And I would think that once the heat pump or the generator is out of level because the pad sunk on one side, I think what you might want to do is use something really substantial like steel or you know, aluminum or not aluminum foil. I'm talking about, you know, a block of aluminum or a sheet of aluminum that might be, you know, a quarter of an inch thick or however thick it needs to be. But when you do this, make sure you know where you're going to pry it up from so you don't bend the frame.
Right.
So you
that's
don't,
right.
Yeah, bend the chassis.
Thank you for reminding that. But again, a good installation, there should have been a lot of leeway on that pipe. But anyway, you're absolutely right. So, and if you feel that, I mean, I'm always, when I say to Mike, when I'm going to the service call, and I really don't mind students or my customers saying, do you think I can do it? I still, you know, I'll always be here to help you because it is what it is. And up here, a lot of people are retired with a lot of time in their hands. But, you know, if you feel comfortable, and that's the thing, if you feel like I don't feel comfortable being a doctor, so no way am I going to operate anybody. So there is that thing in you and say, yeah, I feel comfortable. And if you have someone, as I say to my customers, you know, I'll be here. You know, just I'll give you a couple advices and you know, try it and see where it goes. So, and that's where the thing is. If you don't feel comfortable, then don't go there.
You know, Frank, I had the opportunity to talk to two separate Generac dealers. Now, these are independent dealers. And what I found was quite astonishing. I asked them some questions. One guy, I asked him about three-phase.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so you're a Generac dealer. So can a three-phase generator be converted to split-phase? And he said, well, you'd have to call Generac. you know, this was just a general question. Mm-hmm. I was surprised he didn't know the answer. Mm-hmm. Next guy I was talking to, a different guy, you know, maybe 300 miles apart. I was talking to him about generators, and he literally installs them. He, you know, he'll sell a Generac generator. And I said, so it looks like you're selling one. He said, yeah. I said, so what's the story? He said, well, customer had trouble starting it, so the customer bought a new one. And it needs a starter. So I looked up the price of a starter. Now, this is a Briggs & Stratton engine.
Mm-hmm.
A starter is $43. It takes you know, two bolts to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so the customer was sold a whole new outside unit. I'm talking about $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
Yeah, yeah.
You see this too?
Sorry?
You see the same thing in Canada?
Well, not. Well, I can't say that I don't. Between you and I do mostly of the gas part of the generator. I don't really do sales of Generac. Mm-hmm. So I really don't see that part, per se. But I am sure it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I think the customers, from what I can tell, is customers say, well, I've got a problem with it. Let's get a whole new one. That way we won't have any problems.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Thanks for this. We got a little side wobbled. And so, Frank, when you install this flexible rubber gas hose.
Yeah.
To prevent the vibration from separating the black iron joints. Are there any do's and don'ts? For example, what about bending it into an elbow? Let's say a customer has one that the rubber line is bent into a 90 degree, you know, a gentle 90. Or vertically, are there do's and don'ts about installing the rubber line, which might be, what, 18 inches long?
Yeah, it's about 18 inches long, and the manual, as you probably read, says needs to be straight. The reason for that, Vince, is it takes so much BTUs to start a generator. I don't know if you calculated yours, but it'll probably be on the 200,000 BTUs now for the class. Compare that to your basic furnace, which is about 80,000. So, and the generators, they have to, for a number of reasons. I mean, it's the standby generator. The power goes off. You have a certain amount of time that you want that generator to start to so that, you can get the electricity going. And the thing is, if it doesn't start within a certain amount of time, the whole thing just conks out. So therefore, the you've got to have a good flow of propane or natural gas to that generator, so that it doesn't that code doesn't or that situation doesn't happen where it tries to start, there's not enough because it's if it's especially if there's a U, and for that class in the gas industry, because propane is like measured in inches of water column. you put a 90 into it, it has the same value as a 5 foot long piece of pipe. So you can see that just that little restriction can make your pipe extend your pipe quite a bit. Sometimes I've especially when the customers don't want to hear the sound and they want it so far away, I try to actually increase a bit of the pipe at the generator so that flow of propane is there to get it going. So that's so yeah. That thing with the U, it has to be straight.
Yeah, and so it's harder for the propane to flow going around a curve.
Absolutely.
Or an elbow than it is to go straight.
Exactly.
And there's a huge difference in the amount of propane gas that can flow at any given pressure,
mm-hmm.
Between 3/4 of an inch and 1/2 inch. It's it's not just a little bit more if you increase the size from 1/2 inch pipe to 3/4 inch pipe. It is a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And to go from 3/4 to 1 inch is another huge difference. Frank, I did a quick calculation. Now, some of the generators, whole house generators, if they're running for a full load, which it's not likely that they'll be running for a full load, but this is an extreme example, class. If you have a 500-gallon propane tank, I just brought up the calculator on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
500-gallon tank, if it's full, absolutely full, would be 80% full. Okay, that's the most you're going to get have a propane dealer install. 80% full, because you need room for expansion, because propane's a liquid when it's compressed. And if it expands as a liquid, it needs some room for expansion, otherwise the tank will burst.
Mm-hmm.
So a 500-gallon tank at 80%, which is full, would be 400 gallons. At 3 gallons an hour, and this would be a whole house generator running like a 22 kilowatt or 20 kilowatt, about 3 gallons an hour, roughly. That's 133 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If you ran it 24 hours a day, it's 5.5 days. So I think people are thinking, I got me a 500-gallon tank, and it's going to last years running that generator. The answer is absolutely not.
Yeah. That is why, Vince, to me, when I'm discussing a generator, with my customers. Okay, it looks like I hear the music. We'll be back.
Yeah.
But bigger is not better when it comes to a generator. And we'll come back and talk about it, okay?
Yeah. And you really need to size it correctly, class.
Mm-hmm.
And this is great. Frank's the expert in this. And I'm looking forward to hearing bigger is not better. And I agree. I absolutely agree. It's got to be big enough. But not necessarily. Wait.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. One House Republican admitting the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis yet. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted Kevin McCarthy was ousted as speaker, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal. President Biden considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A 71-year-old man was charged with a hate crime yesterday after being accused of fatally stabbing a 6-year-old and seriously injuring a 32-year-old woman. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Three people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. A suspect is in custody. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank's with us. Frank Pacheco in Canada. And we're talking about generators, and we're talking about sizing of generators. Not too big. Frank, please tell us what your thoughts are.
Okay. Personally, my personal thought, and now, it makes a difference if you're running on propane or natural gas. Obviously, natural gas is always there. Propane, you have a certain limit as your 500 tank that we were calculating. I do not think when the power goes off that you have to have every single thing in that house going. Air conditioned, for example. You want the basics. And what are the bases? Obviously, if you have a well, you want that well to work. If you have the need for a sump pump, then you want that sump pump to work. A couple of lights, obviously, your appliance, fridge being a very important one, and freezers. So therefore, in my mind, a 10 to 14K generator will suffice to do all the things that are important to a house. I don't know if you did you study your motor, because if you go less than 10K on a generator, you don't get what they call the V effect motor. Motor assembly instead of a, I guess they call it the V engine. Do you know what I'm talking about? When it's a V cylinder setup.
You're talking about a, if you go, I guess, less than 10 kilowatts, typically, the engine is a single cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go, an 8 kilowatt or 7 kilowatt, it's a single cylinder engine. If you go with more than that, it becomes typically a two-cylinder engine, which is shaped like a V, like as in a V8 or a V6.
Mm-hmm.
If you go more than that, it might be an inline engine, which might be an inline four-cylinder, like something that might be in a small automobile or a small pickup truck, you know, of maybe the year 2000. So, yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and that's the one that's more efficient. As soon as you get into that V motor design, either 10 or the 14, then you already have it made from there on in. It's just really. But so it was so funny here because up here in Canada we had a big storm. The power was off in some places for more than 2-3 weeks, and it was very interesting. And then of course I get called for all these things. And a neighbor with a 25 kilowatt generator not working, next door a 10K, we're still humming along. So and of course, like, use the common sense, students, and it is, so you're out of power, you have no idea when that power comes in, do you have to have that generator running 24/7? Freezers can keep food in frozen for a good 24 hours, so if you don't open the door. Water, well, I mean, it's the evening, unless you're a night bird. So there's nothing wrong, and you should learn how to shut this thing off. I went to Copper Cost and says, I didn't know I could turn it off. It says, come with me, which should have been what the installer should have done. It says, come here. You have an automatic switch, you have a manual switch, and you have an off switch. So if you feel that you can live in the evening with some candles, just shut it off. Let it relax. Come the morning, and then that thing could last you for weeks on end. But it's just knowing that little detail. And if any of our class students have a generator outside, go open it up and have a feeling for it. The other thing that happened here when generators was gone is they never bothered to check their oil. So there were so many burnt out generators. And I don't want to say so many. There were quite a number of burnt out generators because they were low on oil to start with. And if that generator is working more than 24 hours, you should go out there and check that dip tube. It's not hard. It's right there too. And so I hope you're going to do all that when you get the generator going.
Let's talk about some of these numbers, Frank. So this is a general information. This is from Generac, or it's based on Generac information. But they're all the generators are going to be somewhat close to this. And this is reported on the Internet. So generator fuel consumption in gallons per hour of propane. So at an 8-kilowatt generator, it's going to use about 0.87 gallons per hour. At 8 kilowatts. 16 kilowatts is going to use a little bit more than that. It's going to, almost twice as much. Well, more than twice as much. It's going to use 2 gallons.
Yeah.
2 gallons an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And at full load, a 22 kilowatt generator is really going to use 3.68 gallons an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not very many, right? Almost 4 gallons an hour.
Yeah.
Whereas an 8 kilowatt at full load would use 1.42.
Mm-hmm.
So what Frank is saying is it's really easy to run out of fuel if you're running that generator 24 hours a day. Because it's just burning. So, yeah. And so the strategy, as Frank is describing it, and I totally agree, is maybe use it 1 or 2 hours. So run the generator. If you have a well, pump the water, store the water. Okay? Store the water. If you have refrigeration, you run your refrigeration and your freezer and your refrigerator. You run all that at the same time, but make sure your generator can support all that, and then you shut it off. So the freezer comes on, the refrigerator comes on, the well pump comes on. You know, you put them on one at a time so you don't overload the generator, because the starting current of an electric motor is 2 to 3x of the running current. So if it takes let's say 100 watts to run it, it could take 200 to 300 watts to start that motor turning. So you don't want all those motors starting at the same time. Start
That's
one and the next and the next and the next. And that, those motors are in refrigerator compressors and the freezers, and they're in your well pump, you know, those kinds of things. So the bottom line is run the generator for a while and then shut it off. And then it's obviously inconvenient. It's so much easier to have the generator just start and run and run and run until the power comes back. But I think you're going to be shocked at the amount of propane that you use. And Frank, you were talking about natural gas. My concern about natural gas is in a grid down situation. Ultimately, if the grid is down and it's a major, major outage, everything stops, including natural gas when it runs out, right?
You are absolutely right about that, yes. Yeah.
So my you know, I like to be independent, and there's a cost to being independent. It costs more to be independent. It would be less expensive to run on natural gas per hour, per kilowatt, than propane or diesel or gasoline. But I like the idea of having the fuel on site, where I actually own it, rather than pay for it as the demand from the generator calls for it. So those are my thoughts about generators. And so Frank, we have a 7 kilowatt generator, and it's a V engine, a 2-cylinder V2, and it draws like that about a gallon an hour at maybe 3/4 load, which is really low, as compared to, you know, over 2 gallons an hour with the 22 kilowatt. Now, Frank, there's another thing that our class might want to know, and that is if they buy a generator that's propane or natural gas, typically they're easily converted by just changing one little part.
Okay, yeah.
It comes with them.
So if
you buy a...
it depends what kind.
Yeah, tell us about that. You're the guest.
Converting... They've made it so that it's just a simple little dial that you change from propane to natural gas, and you can usually tell when it hasn't been done because it runs pretty rough. And I have gone to some homes. I'm not saying it's not going to work. You hear that noise and you go in. But there are units that actually you have to change the orifice and so on and so forth. But there are different kinds of generators. So, I mean, there are quite a number of different kinds. So, yeah. So Generac for sure, easy. Others, you have to read the literature and see what needs to be done. And usually there's a different orifice on the side. It's not rocket science. I mean, it can be done, but it's not as easy as just turning a little switch. So it's not all generated that easy.
The one that I bought is probably maybe 15 years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And is pristine, but it was set up for natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with the natural gas regulator, which is different from the propane regulator. So what I did was, you know, I took the cover off and, you know, I got the manual out and I said, okay, all you do is take this orifice, which the Generac came with both orifices. It had one for natural gas and one for propane. Mm-hmm. And it says, here is the location where the other orifice is. So it's right there under the cover.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the factory. You get two orifices. One of them is for propane with a smaller opening in the orifice. The other is for natural gas with a larger opening in the orifice. Mm-hmm. And if you use the wrong one, either the engine will not have the power.
No.
Or it'll use too much fuel.
That's right. Because
so, make sure
we should explain why that's such the case. Natural gas usually the pressure that natural gas is around the 4 inches of water column. I mean, you take a little breath, and that's about 4 inches of water column. Propane tends to run around 10 to 14 inches of water column. So the orifice, that little hole where the propane, the natural gas flows through, in propane, that little hole is quite a bit smaller than the one used for natural gas. So if you didn't know if it was converted or not, take a look at both orifices, and if you see one bigger than the other, and if, let's say, you're using propane, make sure that the one with the smaller hole is the one that's going to be changed. But, Vince, yours is a 15-year-old, and it looks like you got a great deal. Right now, all Generac is really by the carburetor on top there. There's just a simple little lever that you just change it from natural gas to propane. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it's really probably doing the same thing, allowing more gas to flow with the natural gas.
Yes.
Because natural gas doesn't have the energy content in BTUs that propane does.
Yes.
So propane has more energy
per
unit
volume.
So
when you come back, I'm going to say for our class the way I would do it, okay, without being a professional, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that'll be an interesting first.
Yeah. All right. Frank and I will be right back. Boy,
yeah.
time flies, Frank. Yeah, we'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, back to you.
Okay. I want to say something to our students because we talk a lot about a lot of things, and I was actually thinking this weekend, like you say, you're thinking about me, I think about you, I actually think about our students, what would be interesting subjects. And the question that I came to my mind is, we're talking about, like last week, the P-trap and all this jazz, and I'm sure some of our students say, well, I will never do this, never do that, never do it. But the concept, students, is that if you know what it's supposed to be, even if you do not do it, at least you'll know that it's done right. So if someone comes and installs you a generator and you don't see that P-trap as it comes out of the generator, question. Find out. Now, the new ones, actually, there's a P-trap inside, and that's probably for the Generex. But so the information that we talk about here, you may end up doing it, you may not, but take it as something to keep an eye on a service guy or a service person that goes there and does something for you. And so I think that's a nice way to let the and keep on talking about things that our class may not want to do, but at least they are aware what needs to be done. The V part of a generator. If you're buying a generator, ask the gentleman, like, is it a V-type generator or a single-piston generator? Because the difference is quite a bit in terms of efficiency, in terms of quietness, in terms of all that, eh, Vince? So, but yeah. Did you want to add something to that?
Well, yeah, I wanted to mention that I was talking with several people about generators. People are calling me, asking me about them, and I don't sell them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I can guide them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't charge anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that goes into the equation when I'm thinking about helping them size the generator is, will they really pay attention to shutting that thing off?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to let it run?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that where we're going, as things are getting worse and war is looming, you know, on the horizon, and it could be contagious, that you really want to be really frugal and judicious with the propane.
Absolutely.
So if a person is not frugal and judicious, then they need a smaller generator.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're going to run out of fuel in less than a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that goes into the equation. Frank, there's another component to this, and that is where to put this darn thing. So one side is the air intake. Air goes into the cabinet, and then the other side is the exhaust. Now, some people would probably want to keep it in an alcove or like a small area where it's not seen and maybe it's a little quieter. But they can poison themselves, right?
Yes, Prince. Unfortunately, up here, everybody wants them like 100 feet away from the house. So I'm forever digging trenches and running high gas pressure to the But yes, yeah. See, this is another thing. There is an intake, and then there is an exhaust. Get to know your generator, because that's so important. I had a number of customers through this little storm ended up having carbon monoxide, and of course, if they have an alarm that sends the alarm to the fire department, and then so on and so forth. Why? Because whoever installed didn't see or paid attention that there was a window like maybe 5 feet down the line. Now, if your house, basement window was not fully closed properly, if the house, especially if in the winter, which is that happened, and the house became a little bit depressurized, that carbon monoxide would be going into the house. But there's one more important thing about knowing, and it's not hard to decide, class, where the air, you just go to it when it's working and see where it's blowing out. What happened here is that there was so much snow that actually blocked that front grill part of that generator. And in some cases, on the other side where the air fresh air comes in, it was also blocked. And not only it sucked in some of the snow, which then melted, which then totally ruined a generator motor. And it's not cheap to change a generator motor. Be aware of your product, especially a generator. When you say $5,000-$6,000, that's what they cost. You can look at Amazon and you'll see $6,000 is average for a generator in general.
Frank, and I was talking with a guy who installs generators out this way. I said, so an independent guy.
Yeah.
So what do you all charge to install a generator? And he said $2,500. Is that how does that compare to what you see in Canada?
Well, it's about the same. There's a lot of work involved, but class, don't fear. Next week I'll be here, and let's keep on the subject because there is a way that our students can do this themselves, and an easy way of installing a generator, which most electricians will not go there because it's a little bit too much for them, but it'll be easy for you.
let's talk about that.
Is that a fair
absolutely.
Goodbye?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So next Monday class, generators, and we can continue the subject.
Yeah, we can just keep on going. We still have hydronics to do, but that's okay. Hey, I'll be here as long as you want me, so no problem, in class.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.